So here we go. And I love this. You know, the fact that the Lord Jesus, His Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, all love mankind so much that often they are ready to heal our bodies. Notice that in this case, the man was brought, at least from all appearances, to be healed physically. It's pointed out to us that these men brought to him a paralytic, said nothing about his sins. And we are told in places in the scriptures, particularly in the New Testament, where someone came to Jesus because of their sins and they wanted to be forgiven. They brought this man because he was a paralytic. That's what they emphasized, the fact that he was a paralytic. It says nothing about his sin. We read nothing about his sin until Jesus saw their faith in verse 5 and said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." And verse 6 continues, "Now some teachers of the law were sitting there, thinking to themselves, 'Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?'" Notice this now. They asked the question themselves, "Who can forgive sins but God alone?" They were making it clear that, when it comes to setting a person free from their sin, setting a person free from the consequences of their sin, only God can do that. Now, we forgive too, in the sense that we make a decision that we are not going to hold a grudge against someone who has committed a sin, even if they have committed the sin against us. But we can only forgive in the sense of refusing to harbor bitterness, a grudge, resentment. But as far as releasing the person from the power of their sin and freeing the person from the consequences of their sin, only God can do that. When it comes to cleansing someone from the unrighteousness of their sin, only God can do that. These teachers of the law asked the question, "Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Verse 8, immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts. And he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. Here's the thing. The Jews, especially the teachers of the law, the Pharisees, the religious leaders of the Jews, had the understanding that if a person was in sin and they wanted to be freed from their sin, they had some physical illness, some kind of physical affliction going on, and they wanted to be freed from it, that one of the ways they could be freed from their physical affliction was to first be set free from their sin, to be forgiven their sin. So Jesus asked the question, which is easier, to say to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven," or to say, "Get up, take your mat, and walk"? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." He had asked them, which is easier to say to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven," or to say, "Get up, take your mat, and walk." He had already said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now he said also, get up, take your mat, and go home. He said both to the paralytic, to the man who was paralyzed. And right there in full view of them all, especially his critics, the paralytic showed that he had been forgiven and healed by getting up, taking his mat, and walking out. I love this about the Lord Jesus. If he had done nothing but forgiven the paralytic his sins, he'd done enough. Because at that point, the paralytic would have been able to have been received into heaven had he died that very moment after Jesus said that. But now, so that these hypocritical critics of Jesus could see that he had power on earth, and he addressed himself as the Son of Man. In the Old Testament, the Son of Man was often equated with being God, but he used the phrase, he used the title Son of Man. But remember what these Jewish teachers of the law had asked. Who can forgive sins but God alone? So since in their thinking, if the man was truly forgiven, the forgiveness would be verified by the healing of his body. So Jesus healed his body. Therefore, thereby verifying that this man had indeed been released from the power and the consequences of his sins. And since the teachers of the law were convinced that only God could forgive sins, then they should have concluded that Jesus is God. Because he just proved that he had forgiven sin based on their own judgment of how it all happens. Let's look some more into the love of God the Father, the love of God the Son, the love of God the Holy Spirit, who loves us all, whether rich or poor, in between, powerful, weak, in between. He loves us and is ready to do so much good for us, especially to guarantee us entry into heaven when we die. More on salvation next week. In the meantime, got something more coming for you right here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. on 1550 AM, The Voice.